Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is John Jordan. And John came in second in our transformation contest. I think your pictures were quite impressive, especially because it's harder to show actual muscle gain than it is fat loss. And I think your picture showed up quite well. Your aesthetic is really good in your after pictures as well. Let's start off with, what did you think when you saw the actual comparison?
I was very happy with it. I didn't really know what to expect, but I kind of had listened to some of the previous podcasts from the other people and read on what tips to do for taking after pictures, and I said I might as well just do everything I can to get the best pictures. So I went ahead and did the tan and the shaving and stuff like that, and I think it really made a difference because, kind of once the tan wore off, I was like, yeah, you definitely can't, see as much definition in things as before. But, yeah, I was really impressed with it, so that's great.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you did a really good job. And so, you noticed that with the tanning? Like, actually, for some reason, paler skin just doesn't show.
Right.
I mean, same body, but for some reason, when you're paler, it just doesn't show up. I don't know why.
Yeah, in the beginning, I was kind of like, I didn't know if I wanted to, go all out and do all that stuff. But closer I got to the time, I said, well, I've gone this far. I might as well do, everything I can. And I'm glad I did because I could tell a pretty good difference in it. So.
Yeah, well, and along the way, were you ever skeptical that you were making enough change? Or at what point did you realize, oh, maybe I'm doing okay here?
I couldn't really tell a whole lot in the beginning. I mean, I was consistently making gains in my list, like adding throughout the week. Each week that went by, it seemed like a few of the lists I was able to, add 5 pounds or something and just consistently make gains. So I knew I was getting stronger. I didn't know if it was just because I hadn't been consistently working out, and now it was, and it was just a good time. My body was just responding well to it. But, I could tell I was getting stronger. I didn't see a whole lot of change, but I made at least midway through, and I took some midway measurements and saw I was making some progress, so that kind of spurred me on to keep going.
Mm-hmm. And then, now you actually look significantly bigger, but you actually lost body weight.
Right, yeah. I didn't think I was going to be getting quite that light, but evidently I did. I mean, it does look like I was a little bigger, but yeah, I think when I started the program, I was around 168, 169, something like that, and I thought maybe if I just lost, 5 or 6 pounds, that would make the difference, but I finished up about 157, so I didn't think I'd be into the 150s for sure, but I just thought I needed that toward the end to lose those extra few to get a little more lean.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at your picture side by side, and I bet you if we posted these and say how much weight did this guy gain, I'll bet you people would say 15 pounds. Easy looking at these. Like, I don't think anyone would conceive of the fact that the after picture is a lighter picture than the before, and that's the illusion of leanness and properly proportioned muscle. I mean, you're a really good example of what putting the muscle in the right spot, it just kind of shows who cares about how much you weigh.
Right.
What did you actually think this is the look you'd have at that body weight?
No, I knew just from listening a long time that it's, it takes quite a while to pack on muscle, like they say, but I really thought the emphasis on the shoulders is where I could tell the biggest difference. Just looking at my before, you could tell it's kind of, if my acrylic there is a little sore because it just wasn't very full and just kind of, a little bony kind of around there, but I really thought it kind of padded up that area and built some muscle on there, and my chest kind of got firmed up. That's always been an area that seems like it's hard to grow for me, and I think the definition kind of came through, and it showed up pretty well, though, by the end of it. So,
oh, yeah, it sure did. All right, so then how did you end up with our system in the first place? How did you find us in the first place?
It was through the Fitness Black Book, Rusty. I'd kind of been looking around different sites, and I saw his, and I think you mentioned there was a promotion going on, so I went over there, and I found your site, and found out you did some podcasts, and so I was downloading those and listened to it, and got intrigued that way, and I think there was another promotion where you had it like half off, so I'm just going to go for it and see, and then I enjoyed it, and about that time he was starting to do another contest, so I said, well, I might as well try this out and see how it goes.
Have you ever entered something like this before?
No, this is totally new to me. I just did it kind of on a whim, so it was great to do that well in it. I was very pleased.
Explain that to me. I've never understood people who just go on a whim. So what, did someone else talk you into it, or did you show it to somebody else, or were you just like, if I'm going to do this, I might as well see if I can, like, what'd you do for the accountability's sake? Like, what was the actual, what was the whim, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just kind of a fitness nut, but I'm not, like you can tell in my before picture, you wouldn't think it, but I've kind of jumped around different programs. I like to try different programs out and see how they go, but I've never been, I don't know if it was just the thought that I was in a competition that made me really stick to it and drive through it the best I can, but the other programs, I really didn't see a whole lot of change, at least in the first 5 or 6 weeks, and it may have worked later on, but I think I just drop it and go on to another one and that kind of thing, but as far as just doing it on a whim, I don't know, it just intrigued me, the thought of doing a contest. I hadn't done that before, and I just thought it'd be a great way to be accountable to sticking on, you know, with the program and going all the way with it. And it did. It really made me want to. I never missed a workout. You know, I got up. I just run down to the Y and about 5:30 every morning so I could get it in. So that way I wouldn't have any excuses later, like I was too tired or didn't have enough time. Just make sure I get it in first thing in the morning, and I got through with it, and it worked pretty well. And that's why. Kind of decided to do it.
Was there anybody else's transformation you looked at that kind of got you thinking, I want to do that, or was it not? It wasn't that.
Not anybody in particular, but just looking at the different winners and things. I mean, I was definitely impressed with how they come. I guess one of the guys that you'd interviewed last was really lean, guy, and I was impressed that he was able to build muscle, because I'm kind of a skinny guy, 6'2", you know, and around 160, which you wouldn't think is very big, but he was able to add some muscle definition, looking, that's kind of what I was going for. So I thought, well, maybe this program can, you know, beef me up a little bit, give me a little extra lean muscle, my frame, and that's kind of what I was wanting. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for the contest, then what system were you using?
I use the Muscle Building Foundation workout the 5 days a week. I just did it straight through Monday through Friday, and then had Saturday and Sunday off, and it worked pretty well for me and my schedule, so that's what I did.
And how did that, was that, how was that compared to things you've done before? Like, was that more volume, about the same? Like, tell me about the, was it a transition at all to do that program compared to what you've done before?
It was. I think most I'd kind of done previously was maybe 30 to 40 minutes, and that wasn't the strict, you know, time between sets and more specifics laid out like this one was. I think I did better with the program that really lined out what I was needing to do as far as pauses between sets and how many sets I was to do, that kind of thing. And I was more focused on it, so it was a little more intense workout, and I was striving to make, you know, increase my weights each week. So it was always pretty good intensity for me, which I may have not been doing before quite as intense. I thought I was working hard, but in reality, I should have been, you know, pressing harder and that kind of thing. But then again, the contest probably kind of spurred me on to trying to do the best I can and progress and, you know, with the weight as safely and as quickly as I could. So.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the 5 days a week goes, I know some people look at it and they wonder if that's even manageable. Was that how did you adapt to that, or were you already doing similar volume before? You know what I mean? Like, tell us about doing that.
I've been kind of doing like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing, so I thought it might, you know, wear me out pretty good. But I think how it was split up, it allowed me to get enough recovery and just do it in the mornings and things. I didn't feel like I was out of energy or anything till the end, when I was really trying to cut down on the calories coming in. So I think that impacted my workouts. I wasn't nearly as strong, just because I dropped, you know, a lot of the carbs and things, and I had a pretty low caloric intake that last week. So I could definitely cut out my workouts doing 5 days a week.
Did you continue 5 days a week the whole way through, or at the end did you scale it back because of the calorie deficit?
No, I continued through the whole time. I didn't miss the workouts. I dropped the calories down. In hindsight, I don't know if it would have made any difference being able to power through those last few workouts to get, you know, more full or look to it, but I just thought I needed to lose the weight and the fat more towards the end just to get that lean weight versus, you know, having more energy for my workouts. And,
Yeah, so basically it was a trade-off, right?
Right.
Yeah. So then talk about, now that you already brought it up, talk about what was your calorie plan. Did you set a weekly or daily goal and just shoot for it? Like, how did you structure that?
I kind of knew kind of where I was at and maintaining with, and I actually had downloaded this little app on my iPod that kind of tracked and helped me stay within my caloric, you know, goals that I did. I was going to try to, like I said, throughout the program, I wanted to lose around at least 6 or 7 by the time I was getting down there. I was starting to lose quicker than I thought I would in the beginning, and so I just kept going with it. I'd dropped down about 500 below what I'd been doing daily in the beginning, and then toward the end, that last week, I was getting around 500 calories a day. And that's what kind of, I think, wore me out on a few of those workouts, for sure, is getting that low, and because it tracks, you know, how much protein you were taking in daily and carbs and fat, and I think the carbs on those days, they were like 36 to 45 grams of carbs per day.
Oh, wow, yeah, it's not very much.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, that may have not been smart, but...
it's trial and error, right? Like, it's the first, right. Like you said, it's the first time you've done this. If you ever try it again,
it
now
was
you've got...
on a diet I saw on that Rusty's, you know, that fitness black book. He said, you know, if you're getting up to an event or something, and he promoted that, you know, the salad with, you know, just grilled chicken and some balsamic vinaigrette or something for dinner, and then the other two meals was just like a protein shake. That's what I did that last week, and I definitely picked the weight off, but I just didn't have a whole lot of energy, and you wouldn't be able to do that very long. And that's what he says, you know, it's not a long-term diet. It's just kind of a short-term thing to get a look, and that's what I used it for. So.
And so how many days were you, like, to that degree?
I did that for about 8 or 9 days, just that week and a half, at the end of the fun test.
Now, did that feel like too much, or... Like, is that sustained? Like, imagine, could you have imagined doing that for 3 weeks sort of thing? Like, did that feel about right?
No, the last few days, I was definitely ready to get off that diet. So I couldn't imagine doing it for 3 weeks or longer. No, that had been too much for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then what kind of feedback did you get from people? How many people were in on this, like, that knew that you were doing this, or did you keep it to yourself?
I just select few, but I had other people come up to me, you know, saying, you're losing weight, you know, because it was the whole, like, talked about the shirt on, shirt off, being big, and they, of course, they were just doing clothes on and everything, and they could tell, you know, just in my face, and just that I was losing weight. And being that small to begin with, I always got some questions like, why are you trying to lose weight? Why are you dieting? You know, when I go out to eat or something. And I would order something that, you know, a lot different than I would normally when I'm going out with people. You know, I may order ribs or, you know, just a normal meal that was, you know, everybody was eating. But I'd be getting something like a grilled chicken, and I'd tell them, you know, hold the butter on the vegetables and that kind of thing. And I'd get some looks. I'm like, why are you dieting? You're already, you know, slender, thin guy. And I should explain, you know, kind of what I was doing. And I'll show them the pictures afterwards, and they can think what they want to end up.
Yeah, no kidding. So basically just a couple of curious looks, but no one really bugged you other than that?
Yeah, not a whole lot. My family, you know, they were around me the most. Just like my parents and sister lived somewhere, and she was in Texas, but she was up, and she had noticed that I was losing some weight. And so I got to tell her about that and talk to her a little about what I was doing, and she was impressed with the after pictures, though, so she had to give that to me.
Yeah, I guess in clothes, a lot of this is imperceptible. Like, you probably didn't look a whole lot different in clothes, right?
Right, yeah. It was mainly just kind of in the face is what they was noticing and how I was eating, so. about depression. Yeah,
I think there's something to be said for that. I think we're tuned to seeing changes in a human face and reacting to it, especially when a face gets like thinner. I think we automatically think sick.
And I
don't think we automatically think, oh, in really good shape and getting lean. I think we just see the change and think sick. But I'll bet you any money, if you stay in this condition for any extended period of time, people will just get used to, well, that's just what his face looks like now. But right. but the change is what everyone reacts to. And then until you take your shirt off, like, oh, yeah, he's actually in really good shape. And it's almost like you need to be shirtless for them to understand what's going on. Otherwise, you hide the real change, and all they see is the face change, and then they don't know what to make. They don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, my mom's a nurse, and I could definitely tell she thought I was not doing anything healthy for my body just by the how lean I was starting to look, and she was always kind of questioning and making sure I wasn't getting too unhealthy with what I was doing. And so, but I showed her the pictures at the end and everything, and she thought I looked great and was happy that I was doing something healthy for my body and things. So.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's interesting. That's interesting that with her experience that she was kind of. Was she ever really concerned, or did she bring it up?
No, she's just you could tell just little comments. Why are you need to eat a little bit more. You're getting a little too thin. That kind of look. But.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. All right, so moving forward, what's your next plan?
Well, I started the 3.0 program, so I was going to continue on kind of with that cycle, and I think I'm in the third week of it now, so yeah, it's going pretty well.
It's totally different, eh?
Yeah, it is. It definitely hits the different areas in different ways, which is good. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the diet's definitely different. I'm kind of eating more maintenance, afterwards, the last program ended right before Thanksgiving, so I took the opportunity to indulge in that after going through that low-calorie time. So now I'm just kind of doing maintenance and still working hard with the program, but looking forward to finishing through the 3.0, seeing how things go there.
Good.
Take new measurements.
Good. All right, so then what's your advice for other guys who are – their goal is similar to yours, was to build some muscle here, and they look at your pictures like, well, that's a good transformation. What's your biggest piece of advice or take home message?
Probably just to be, if you have a program that you like, and I recommend this one wholeheartedly, but you got to be consistent with it. You got to stick to it and just be intense with it throughout, and really, believe in what you're doing. And early on, you may not see the gains, but because they're not going to come, just real quick. So you just got to keep after it, and then take your measurements so you have, some objective data to look at. And if they're going the right direction, even if you can't see it early on, you're doing the right thing, and you'll eventually get that look you're going for, I think. So.
All right. Well, that was great. So, I think we could leave it at that, unless you have something else you want to add.
No, it's been a great experience.
All right. Well, congratulations on your placing, and your pictures look great. So for John Jordan, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.